Hi, I'm Coach Mike Smith, and this is the first installment of UPS Logistics of the Game. We are looking forward to opening the season against our division rival, the New Orleans Saints. It's going to be a hard-fought game. It's probably going to come down to a handful of plays. There's certain things that we have to get accomplished if we want to get the outcome that we want. First and foremost, on the defensive side of the ball, we've got to slow down the very potent offensive attack led by Drew Brees. Drew Brees is not only a great thrower, but he also has a good understanding of offensive football. He's got a lot of weapons, and the one that we're going to have to try to eliminate in the game on Sunday is Jimmy Graham. Jimmy creates mismatch issues, whether he's lining up against a DB, linebacker, or a safety. It's going to be imperative that we do not allow him to have explosive plays. Our offense is going to have a challenge this week as well. The Saints defense are playing with a lot of confidence. They are very multiple. They show a lot of different fronts. And we're going to have to know where Cameron Jordan is going to line up. Cameron Jordan is a guy that had a Pro Bowl year last year, had 12 and a half sacks, and he's the leader of a very strong defensive line. They had a free agent acquisition in the postseason, and Jarius Byrd, who is a ball-hawking safety. Their numbers were down last year in takeaways. That's one thing that we're going to have to do, is we're going to have to protect the football. Since 2007, in the Sean Payton years, the Saints are 36-1 when they do not lose the turnover battle. That's almost 97%. That's a very telling statistic for us. We're going to have to do a good job with ball security. On special teams, we'll have some challenges as well. They have a very strong core group of special teamers. They cover punts and kicks extremely well. Thomas Morstead, their punter and kickoff man, is a very good weapon to have. He hangs the ball extremely long on punts, and he's a guy that can kick the ball out of the end zone. We certainly hope that we're going to get some opportunities this week for our returner, Devin Hester, to touch the football. It'll be interesting to see how they will strategically try to keep the ball away from him. If we do those three things on offense, defense, and special teams, we're going to be happy with the result on Sunday evening.